This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are scheduled to arrive in Atlanta later today to meet with Asian American leaders following the killing of 8 people, 6 of whom are women of Asian descent. A white man and a white woman were also killed. Police say a 9th victim remains hospitalized. President Biden ordered flags blown at half-staff through March 22nd to honor the victims. The Georgia man charged in Tuesday's Atlanta-area shootings waived his right to appear before a judge Thursday, doing so in writing through his attorney, according to the Washington Post. Police arrested 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long more than 100 miles away from the killings. Authorities say when he was taken into custody, he told police the attacks were not racially motivated. A police official said Long claimed that his sex addiction led him to the attacks because he viewed massage parlors as a temptation he wanted to eliminate. President Biden says his administration's goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans before the first 100 days of his presidency will be reached as of Friday. Biden said a combination of hard work and putting the nation on a war footing against the coronavirus has led to the success. The president said that while this is a time for optimism, it is not a time to be careless. He continued to urge Americans to wash their hands, socially distance, and to wear a mask to prevent transmission of the COVID-19 virus. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us on our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this